Kate, when you look at what's been happening in America over the last 10, 15, 20 years, one of the things we frequently hear people say is, I don't recognize our country anymore. Your book addresses that. Why is it that folks are having trouble recognizing what America is?
Because the crazy radical left has taken us in a direction that just most people find utterly unbelievable. I mean, truly, who would have thought that you'd have teachers and librarians advocating for pornography in children's schools? Who would have thought that you'd have parents supporting, honestly, the mutilation of their children? I mean, the things that we're seeing are really beyond comprehension. And that was exactly why Mike and I wanted to write this book. We felt that we had to be able to provide something of an explanation of how our country got so far. And then ideally, once you understand it, you also then have a better understanding of how you can fight back. And that is the ultimate goal.
The title of the book is Next Gen Marxism. That's a term that a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. Can you tell us what you mean by Next Gen Marxism?
Yeah. And actually, Mike and I came up with that name for it because we felt that what we're seeing now is new enough that it sort of deserves its own moniker. And most people know roughly what Marxism is. It's honestly not super sophisticated. All you really need to know is Marxism means the world is divided into two irreconcilable halves who have to fight it out to the death, right? That's Marxism in a nutshell. Next-gen Marxism changes the original formula where Marx said that the oppressed was the worker and it was the worker who would rise up and revolt. In this new iteration that we're seeing in the United States, it's really particularly people who feel victimized. That is next-gen Marxism.
Regular Marxism or original Marxism was always focused around economics, but it really didn't work because workers didn't buy into it, right?
Exactly. Over the next sort of 100 years after the Communist Manifesto first came out in 1848, workers' revolutions never succeeded because what they saw time and time again was that workers, believe it or not, want to work. They want to keep their jobs. They like the world that they live in. They like knowing that they have the potential to better themselves and better their life for their children. And the other thing that Marx really got wrong is that capitalism itself and industrialization in general, under those conditions, the lot of the workers actually really improved all by itself. You didn't need Marxism to have a revolution to make working conditions better.
So we saw that capitalism actually worked where Marxism didn't. So seeing that that strategy wasn't going to work, is that why they're now focusing on these cultural issues to try and divide Americans?
Exactly. So Lenin is actually the one that kind of figured out the magic formula. So by the time Lenin came along, Marxism had a 70-year history of failure. But Lenin figured out this kind of magic formula that if you can go in and actually through the use of propaganda, if you can go in and make people feel aggrieved, if you can make them feel like victims, and if you can organize them well, you can actually sort of foment a revolution. And that is the formula that worked in the Soviet Union. Now, that was a very agrarian and backwards place. So that same formula didn't work in other places, didn't work in America, didn't work in Germany or Italy. So what today's next-gen Marxists have done, and this kind of came from Gramsci, the Italian, they said, well, you first have to change the culture. You have to change the way people think. And honestly, the way that's been done in our country was through our universities. The 60s radicals basically went deep into the universities. And you know, yes, other things were going on here and there, but I would argue that the bulk of this work has been done in the universities.
Did we see that manifest itself here just a few months ago, Katie, where we had the presidents of major universities not even able to condemn anti-Semitism based on thought control?
100%. I mean, that is the ultimate manifestation of this terrible movement. And this really goes back decades. where the radical left has been infiltrating universities and moving in. And one thing that was really interesting that Mike and I found in doing our research is most of us think of 1989 as sort of the high watermark for the freedom movement, right? That's the year that we thought Marxism and communism were finally dead because of the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of communism. But there was an article in the New York Times that year that people didn't really take much note of, where the writer said, this is the year that Marxists have gone mainstream on American university campuses.
It also appears that these Marxists are using race to divide us more than try to overcome racism. Do you see that as well?
Oh, 100%. That is exactly what they want to do. They're not trying to overcome racism. They are deliberately using race as a way to drive a wedge. And since you brought up the topic, they are actually using the conflict between Hamas and Israel in the same way. There was a very famous clip that Elon Musk retweeted a couple of weeks ago, where there was one of the pro-Hamas protesters saying to somebody, and it was caught on tape, well, you know, this really isn't about Gaza. This is really about the United States and taking down the United States.
Well, we see what's going on, but is there any hope that we can counter this next-gen Marxism and pull us back toward more of the type of freedom we thought we were going to get back in 1989?
Yeah, I think if there weren't any hope, Mike and I wouldn't have bothered to write the book. But, you know, one of the great things that I got to do during my time at the Heritage Foundation, starting back in about 2020, is I got to travel around the country working with some of the many nascent parent groups. They are exploding. There are thousands of them across the country in every community. Parents are saying, enough is enough. You cannot put our children on the front line of your culture war. And it's just amazing to me. It brings me so much hope to see the way parents are organizing. You know, what's also really interesting, you're seeing adults kind of re-educating themselves about America's founding principles. I think that we are going to actually see a tremendous revival in this country. I'm very hopeful.
We have been talking with Katie Gorka, who is co-author of the book, Next Gen Marxism, What Is It and How to Combat It? She's written it along with Mike Gonzalez. Katie, where can folks go if they would like to purchase a copy of Next Gen Marxism?
Well, I always like to encourage people to buy books from their local bookstores, because I love small town local bookstores. But if you can't do that, go to Amazon. It's available on Amazon.
Katie Gorka, co-author of Next Gen Marxism. Katie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.